As bushfires continue, smoke haze is hanging over our major cities. Melbourne is particularly bad today. It's also giving Australian astronomers a hard time, hindering their ability to observe the night sky, although some telescopes are cutting through. Claudia Long has more.
For astronomers, Mount Wooret in New South Wales is a scientist's dream. Next to the Warrumbungle National Park near Coonabarabran in central northern New South Wales, clear skies, open spaces and not too much light make it the perfect spot to see the stars. Until a little while ago.
The smoke in the air absorbs and blocks the starlight that we try to observe.
Dr. Chris Lidman runs the Australian National University Siding Spring Observatory on Mount Wooret. The often heavy smoke in the region has been giving them grief, and thanks to the drought, it's not the only problem.
It depends on the wind direction. At this point in time, when the winds are coming from the east, from the coast, we get a lot of smoke haze. But when the winds come from the west, it picks up a lot of dust. It's very dry out there.
Dust is particularly problematic for observers at Siding Spring who use optical telescopes because it tends to cloak their mirrors and even damage them. On nights when the dust or smoke in the air is really thick, it can stop them in their tracks.
One way we test that is we go outside with a torch, and if we can see the torch beam, then we know it's too dusty to operate, and so we don't observe for that particular night.
6 hours south, scientists at the Canberra Deep Space Communication Complex in Tidbinbilla have been having a bit more luck.
Now, three stations around the world, here in Canberra, one in Spain and one in California, to provide the 24-hour coverage of the entire universe.
Glenn Nagel works at the tracking station that the CSIRO runs in collaboration with NASA. Unlike at Siding Spring, the site houses four big radio telescopes, some as big as 70 metres in diameter.
And their job is to relay commands to varying robotic spacecraft out across the solar system. So spacecraft that are visiting planets and moons and asteroids and comets, all that spacecraft require commands so they know what to do every day.
The telescopes receive radio signals back from space, including from famous spacecraft like Voyager 1 and 2. If their names sound familiar, it's because they're the satellites carrying copies of the Golden Record intended for extraterrestrials, featuring the music of Chuck Berry and Mozart. The signals received back by the telescopes aren't the kind you can tune into in your car, but some of them have been translated into audio files. Because the tracking station in Canberra relies on these radio signals rather than optical telescopes, the smoke won't be stopping them.
So far, we can continue our contact with spacecraft across the solar system.
And yes, that includes the Voyagers too.
Like a ring in a bell, go, go! Go, Johnny, go, go!
Claudia Long with that report.